First, though, have you studied fat math? This is the one kind of math everybody's pretty good at. Not everybody. There are some people where, well, even the super fit. The football analyst I work with, Chad, is still, he looks like he could still play, even though he's 52 or 53. He's very careful about what he eats. He still lifts, still broad-shouldered and big. You know, sometimes the NFL guys, when they get done, they either get really fat or really skinny. He's kind of kept it right in the middle. In fact, last week he said, somebody said, why do you still lift so much? And he said, I'm vain. And we all laughed and he goes, I'm serious.
Well,
all
right,
and then we laughed more.
He likes to
be honest.
He likes to look good.
But
that's
yeah,
cool.
It seems to be working based on walking through restaurants with him and watching heads turn that do not turn when the rest of us walk in by ourselves. Mm-hmm. That being said, his fat math is different than everybody else's because I watched him in the booth at Alabama 2 weeks ago come back and say, hey, they've got cookies out there. And someone said, are they good? And he said, I don't know. I came in to see if anybody wanted to split one. And I said, you can't have one by yourself? And he said, I had a cupcake yesterday with breakfast. I go, I don't even know how those two things are possibly related.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday is in the past.
Yeah. Said, also,
that's
you
a
can
completely
just
different
take
thing.
Half the cookie and throw the other half away. And he goes, yeah, I just don't like to waste. I go, your discipline is to be commended.
I'm always a half cookie, half bagel person, always.
Really?
Always. Yeah, I did it the other day with the bagel. I was like, anybody going to be mad if I just eat half this bagel?
You do that. Now that you mention it, yeah.
Yeah.
There's like, anybody want half a bagel?
Bet you don't do it today when breakfast gets here.
Hell no. See, my fat math is I had cheese and wine for dinner last night and then pizza. And then I'm going to have a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, but I'm doing two workout classes today. So
that's good fat math. By the way, most people would have said we had pizza for dinner last night and then I also had some cheese and wine. You did it the other way around, which I know was probably chronological.
It was.
But it makes it seem like, oh yeah, we just had a little bit of cheese and a little bit of wine. Mm-hmm. Basically, I had hors d'oeuvres for dinner. Yeah. Oh, and then we had pizza for dessert.
Yeah.
All right, well, this is one of the clips on TikTok that has gone viral talking about fat math, and I think this covers just about everyone.
No, we've all heard of girl math, but here are my fat math rules. Number one, if you walk to pick it up, it's healthy. Number two, all dips are
agreed.
Yep.
It's healthy.
There's a bit of an offset.
Yeah. Number two, all dips or dipping sauces are healthy if you use a vegetable. If you want to dunk celery in buttermilk ranch, that's healthy. Number three, if you have a sober weekend, you can eat whatever you want.
Yes. Agreed.
That hits. Agreed. That hits for you.
Whatever you want. You're saving so many calories from not drinking alcohol. Go all out on food. Number four, this speaks for itself. Chipotle is healthy. Number five, ordering a Caesar salad and fries is the ultimate balanced meal. Like, a salad is green. It's healthy. You deserve a side of fries. Fat math. Number six, if you eat healthy all day, then you deserve to end your day with a sweet treat. Number seven, if you walked into the gym, you worked out. I don't care if you were there for 5 minutes. That's a workout.
So you just have to break the plane of the doorway. Got it.
Number eight, it's actually unhealthy if you don't get a snack at the movie theater. If you sit down for a movie theater and you don't have popcorn or your favorite carbonated beverage in hand, that is mentally unhealthy, therefore it is unhealthy. Number nine, if your mom made it, it's healthy. Like, yes, this is fat math.
Oh, I do that one.
Oh, yes.
I do that one.
But 100% opposite.
And at this
no.
At this point, my mom's not doing a lot of cooking for anybody, so it's just, my mom used to make this, so it counts as healthy.
Less preservatives, I guess.
Made it, it's healthy. Like, yes, this is fat math, but like, it also is logic. Like, your mom's mac and cheese must be healthier than the one you got from Panera. And finally, rule number 10, if it was free, it was zero calories.
Now that might as well be on a t-shirt from the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show.
Yeah.
Because that's how it counts. If food's dropped off here, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Zero calories.
Yeah, see, I don't look at those that way, but I do, well, I did this, so now this. It's kind of like the salad and french fries, because I just a little while ago, everyone was like, hey, we're going to get some McDonald's. You want something? I don't want to. But I did have a pretty big salad for dinner. So, okay, I'm in.
That's
perfect fat math.
Hot Wings in an active wobble. 1-800-947-3979. What is your fat math? Pregnant wife equals all calories are null and void. Absolutely.
Yep.
Now, Steve, you haven't mentioned a favorite fat math that you used to talk about that you loved. And I think, actually, it's one of the more sound principles of fat math. when you would run, when you ran your marathon, yes, or when you were training, at least after the marathon day, you said the best part of when you ran that was the meal afterwards, when you could eat anything you want without regard.
Yeah, the guilt-free meals after, yeah, whether it's a race or just a training run. But that turned into such a slippery slope, because I'd be like, hey, after an 18-mile run, yeah, you burn a lot of calories, you can eat whatever you want.
Yeah.
But that would slowly drift back. Yeah, 14-mile run, 8-mile run, 6-mile run.
Skip to the mailbox.
2-mile run. I got out of bed this morning, basically a run.
Pretty brisk walk to the bathroom.
Fat Matt.
That was great.
From the 701, if I get Starbucks but don't get the whipped cream, it's healthy.
Yeah, it's a diet.
From Lansing, serving size is always the package size, no matter the size of the package.
Yes, and no matter how many servings that package says that it has, it's just it's the one.
Yeah.
Nothing makes me sadder than when I realize that whatever I just ate isn't a single serving.
It never is.
We went through that not long. It's been a couple of years now, but do you remember, Kelly, when you were really into the peanut butter pretzels?
Oh, my God,
And then I alerted you, because I had just also been into them recently, and when you realize a serving size is like
eight.
Seven of them or whatever.
8 of them. I know this because I was trying to be strict on my diet.
We were all eating a 30 at a time.
Yeah.
A meal.
Other principles of fat math: if no one saw me, then it's healthy. Holiday calories don't count. I'm seeing a lot of that one. Italian hoagies are just bread salad. Those are fine. Oh,
bread salad.
Yeah, I used to do this one. Calories at the airport don't count, but I'm at the airport a lot. They start to count. Oh, yeah. Do they? 1 year during football season, because I would always gain like 5 pounds during football season and then would eventually drop it back. And so 1 year I said, all right, I'm only going to eat healthy things in the airport. No bags of Chex Mix, nothing like that. And at the end of the year, I had lost 7 pounds. And I went, oh, my God, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. So obviously, I've kept doing that every year since then.
Yep.
Obviously.
Nope. Nope, nope, nope.
Mine is when you're sick, you can eat whatever you want and it doesn't count.
Yeah.
Because everybody always says when you're sick, if you're craving something, just eat it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Does that count for hangovers?
Yep. Yes, it does.
What is the
never
saying?
More so than today?
No, it so applies right now.
Like feed a cold, starve a fever.
I think
or
that's what
feed
it
a
is.
Fever, starve a cold.
No, the way one. I say it is whichever one I have is the one that you feed.
Yeah, feed a fever, feed a cold.
Yeah.
What the hell does that mean?
You mean you should eat when you're sick.
Oh. Oh.
It's justifying.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to eat whatever I want when I'm sick.
Yeah.
Here's my favorite. Fat math. Retirement cake is good for your soul.
Yes.
I like that.
How much retirement cake are you eating?
Yeah, I mean.
That you have to make a rule about it.
Yeah.
Peanut M&Ms are healthy. They've got nuts in them.
Yep,
preach.
Absolutely.
There's preach. A lot of people.
And chocolate has antioxidants.
Yes.
So. Yes.
Yep.
It's basically like eating a blueberry.
A large diet soda with a combo meal basically balances the whole scale. I don't think it does that, but why add 400 more calories to an already 1,200 calorie meal,
well,
right?
There's a lot of water in those. So.
Yeah. The bubbles fill you up. You probably won't eat all the fries.
Yeah.
This text, my fat math is if I can't decide between two things, I order both, saying I'll just get two meals out of it.
Oh,
I don't always get two meals.
Yeah, my favorite is, I'm going to order this big plate, and that way I have leftovers. And then I eat the whole plate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This text, first time this person's ever texted the show. My fat math is, according to a mac and cheese box, I am a family of four. Yes. Yes, you are. I am with you on that one. Oh, fat math. If it's my birthday, I can eat whatever I want.
Mm-hmm.
I
agree with those, though. I mean, I don't even think anybody needs to justify that. It's Thanksgiving. Yeah, go ahead and eat. You eat like it's Thanksgiving 365 days a year. Yeah, you're going to be fat as hell.
I can pinpoint the moment that I realized that I was an emotional eater. And I'm sure it was well after other people figured it out. But when we first moved to our flagship, it's where our family's from. So it was, we want to do well everywhere. But we were hanging on every ratings period. Like, wins and losses were dramatic. And so if we had good ratings, it was always, hey, guys, let's go get something to celebrate. Mm-hmm. And if they weren't what we expected, hey, guys, you want to go get something? I feel like crap. And then after we started doing well, and I started to not take it for granted, but I wasn't hanging, you know, by a thread the whole time. I stopped doing it, and I went, oh, I just realized every time ratings came out, that was just an excuse to go get a bag of chips. Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
We need to get back to that.
I think Maitland, you're the one who said it. You're like the snack person. Like, fat math is, if I get gasoline, I'm getting a snack too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it you just, it's a reward for getting gas.
Yeah. If I get gas, I get a treat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's kind of how our show trips go too. I gotta pull over and get gas. Oh, I haven't had a snack in 150 miles.
That's, you know what? I almost never get snacks at the gas station unless it's a longer road trip. Then it's like, of course, yeah. I'm here.
Yeah, one of us always comes out with a bag of Cheez-Its. Somebody's got a bag of combos.
And those definitely don't count.
Yeah.
No.
Well, you never know when, you know, the next leg of the journey might be 350 miles. You just don't know.
Sure.
Could be it could be 7 hours before you stop again, even though that's never happened even remotely close.
This text, fat math, I don't know if this counts, but I was in my 30s when I realized I can buy birthday cake whenever I want. I'm a GD adult.
Yep. It's true. You can do whatever.
This text,
you want.
I was told by my mother that deep frying burns out the calories.
Yes.
Oh my God.
She did not do you a favor.
Yeah, and she's dead now.
She's dead.
That is one of the greatest principles of fat math ever.
Yeah.
I always feel like if I shave the icing off of a cupcake, it's healthier. Like, it immediately isn't as sugary.
Well, I mean, it is healthier.
Yeah. I know, but I'm still eating the cake. Like, fat I'm math. Not just shaving it off and then looking at it. I'm eating
the
cake.
Yeah, the icing is way worse than the cake, though. Yeah. I mean, that's just salad sugar.
Mm. And sometimes I'll still eat the icing just separately.
Yeah.
But it doesn't count then because I took it off the cake.
Yeah. Right.
Kind of related to Kelly saying sick calories don't count. I always say, I'm like, period calories, they don't count.
Oh, yeah.
Part of my body's burning something off, and so.
That seems very justifiable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eat whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bloated anyway. Yeah.
And as
cake for blood.
As a husband, I don't want to make Kayla feel bad. Like, I don't want her to sit there and feel guilty.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't count for me either.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Everybody's that's solidarity. Like
solidarity. Let's shift to fat poker. Because I think the day after Halloween is a good day to play fat poker. Who ate the most yesterday? 1-800-947-3979. I don't know if anybody on the show can compete. I mean, some people had pizza and 7 bottles of wine. That's a lot. But,
oh, my God. And like 5 wheels of Brie cheese.
I also ate like 17 Laffy Taffies.
Yeah. God, so many Snickers.
Was that a slippery slope?
Yeah. The banana ones get me every time.
All right. If you've got a hand of fat poker, play it with us next.